Okay, so as I said, we're going to be talking some today about family offices and in particular about common sources of problems between family offices and family foundations. We're going to talk a bit about shared employees and office space, joint investments made by family offices or disqualified persons and family foundations, and a bit about contributing interests in a family business to a family foundation. Often the family office is managing the family business or has a role in managing the family business and thinks that it would be a great idea to fund the family foundation with interests in the family business, and we'll talk a bit about some of that. And to the extent that we have time, we may focus a bit perhaps on the ugly, what happens when things really sort of begin to fall apart and management of the family foundation is not going as everybody had hoped. So briefly, what is a family office? I assume probably that most of you here are familiar with the concept, but essentially what we've got are sort of private wealth management firms that help ultra high net worth individuals. These days, of course, they're typically not just providing investment management services. They provide more sort of wraparound services. They may be providing banking and check writing, budgeting, insurance services, estate planning services for family members, philanthropic advising. They may be providing travel arrangements, household arrangements, personal security for family members who are located in parts of the world where that's a relevant consideration. One of my clients that provides my personal favorite, which is aircraft and yacht management, because, you know, there are people who need their aircrafts and their yachts managed.